everybody. We're going to get started by looking at homework three. If there's any questions about that, I'd like to start by answering them. If there's no questions, that's great.
A song.
What's that?
You said there's supposed to be a song.
Yeah.
Can you go over that a little bit?
Sure. So you need to choose your favorite song or one song. You need to make the sprite say the lyrics of the song.
Oh, so you're just gonna have it, you know, where it has the subroutine of the chorus.
And maybe another verse, because you need two separate.
How long do you want it to be?
It doesn't matter. It can be very short, as long as it's a song. Yes.
Oh, so you don't care how many subroutines you have?
No, probably not. It just needs two, at least two. Yeah.
If I have like a subroutine for a subroutine, can we do that? Or?
Can you give me a question?
Yeah, parts in the chorus repeat over and over again.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I did like a subroutine for the subroutine.
Yeah. Okay. So the subroutine calls another subroutine.
Right?
Okay, yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Sure. Just two subroutines defined, and you can use them any way you want.
But we can use more than one subroutine.
Yeah, you can use five subroutines if you want. Sure, that's... No, I'm going to take points off because you are too... Good. Is this clear? Does that answer your question? Michael?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Any other questions? No? Okay. I think that can either be really good or really bad. So I'm going to go with really good. Everybody got it. So we haven't done this in a while, but I wanted to go back to Google and look for the words that we made up. So I think about a few weeks ago, we looked for our word. One of the words showed up, one of the words didn't show up. And so I want to look for them again. So the word that we found for was this one, and I found it on our website. The other word, is still not found. Okay? And as you probably remember, this was on a web page that is not linked to by any other page. Alright. So I'm going to dive into lecture 16. And so, get our clickers ready. So a little recap. Last time we started talking about algorithms, which are a very basic concept in computer science. And an algorithm is just a method of solving a problem. That's what that means. That's what that word means. So any problem, you know, you might think of a problem. If you think of a problem, you can think of a lot of different things. In computer science, we think of something that we want to solve. So we want to have a well-defined input and a well-defined output. For example, you know, the sock sorting that we did last time, we had a bag of socks, and we wanted to, so our input is a bag of mixed-up socks. And we want our output to be pairs of socks. And so that's a well-defined problem. We also said that we want to come up with a good algorithm, something that is runs, you know, for a short time and, you know, is good in a certain, according to a certain measure. And we said that our measure was reaching in the basket the least amount of times. And we also looked at a whole bunch of different problems, trying to keep in mind, you know, which problems are harder, which problems are easier. And this notion of being hard or easy is it's mostly linked to how long does it take to solve the problem. And so we looked at, we took a whole bunch of lists and we asked if a certain number is in the list. So, you know, was 85 in the list? Or if the sum of the numbers is divisible by 5, or if the product of the number is divisible by 5, or if the median is a certain number. And so we looked at all those problems and we saw, you know, which one was harder, which one is easier. And so we called all these decision problems on lists because the answer was yes or no. So we asked questions that have that kind of answer. And so we also talked about lists in Scratch. And so here's one question, one clicker question that we have. Given this list, 14, 9, 76, 14, and 2, what is the sprite going to say? And your code, your script says, when I have a problem is click, set count to 2, repeat until count is bigger than length of num. And what you do inside the repeat, you say if item count of num is equal to item 1 of num, say yes for 2 seconds and stop the script, and change count by 1 outside the if. And outside the repeat until, you say no for 2 seconds. So again, when this happens, it's going to say yes and it's going to stop the script. So nothing else will happen after this, okay? After stop script, nothing happens. So what is the sprite going to say for the script? And your options are A, it's going to say yes. B, it's going to say no. C, it's going to say nothing because it never goes into the loop. D, it's going to say yes and then no. So again, the list is 14, 9, 76, 14, and 2. Stop at 1:30. And then I'm going to go over what the script does. Because they're late. So now if you're not given a list, if you don't know what the list is, but for any given list of numbers, what question does the sprite answer? And you have the same script, and the options are A, are any of the elements equal to 1? B, how many elements are repeated in the list? C, does the first element appear anywhere else in the list?
This is the same thing as last time.
Yeah. Don't click D or E. Somebody clicked D, but it might be in another class. If you want to choose randomly between A, B, or C. So I guess I'm going to stop at 2. Thank you. that's better. So C is actually the right answer. How many people would find it helpful to go back to the previous question? All right, let's go back to the previous question.
We'll try it one more time.
What was the answer?
The answer is C.
First
well, that's, I'm not going to, yeah.
See if that goes better than this.
So again, the list is 14, 9, 76, 14, and 2. And the question is, what will the sprite say for this list? Okay, stopping at 40, maybe 45. I said that this was the right answer. So the question is, does the first element appear anywhere else in the list? And the reason why it's doing that is because it starts with a counter 2, and then it goes over the list, and it says, if I have count, so if the current element in the list, the second one in the beginning, is equal to the first item in the list, then say yes for 2 seconds and stop the script. And so basically it's going over each element in the list starting the second one, and it compares it to the first element in the list. And so that's why it's answering, and then, you know, it's changing count by one and all the stuff that you need to do for the loop to work well. And so that's why this is the answer, the right answer for the script. And the reason why we're starting with two is because if we started with one, it would compare item one in the list with item one, and it will always answer yes. But we want to know if item one is repeated anywhere else in the list. And so that's why we start with two. Any questions? This one?
What is item count of number
B? Okay, num is a list of numbers, and item K is the number in the kth position in the list.
How do we know that, because there's no variable list, initialized.
You're assuming that there is. That's why I started with the first question. So you're given a list num, you're assuming it's initialized, you're assuming that you have it, that you're working with it.
Okay.
And given that, you're asking...
It's like an array.
It's like an array, yep. Exactly.
But how do you know how long it is?
You have this length of num. Length of num gives you how many elements are in the list. So if there's 4 elements in the list...
What if there was 1? It would never earn...
Yeah, right. I mean, this is not a programming class. We're not, looking for bugs and stuff like that.
But I'm just saying, how do you even know that it goes into the loop?
Well, right, it might not go into it. It's going to say no for 2 seconds. Because no is outside the loop. Right? We're assuming we have some kind of list that has some numbers.
If one of the conditions of it going into the loop is comparing it through a number that we don't know.
Right. So if your list has one number, it's not going into the loop, and it's going to say no. Which answers the question if the first element shows up anywhere else. It doesn't.
We can't make it say yes.
We cannot make it say yes if there's just one element. Yes.
Why does it matter if the element is somewhere else in the list?
Why does it matter? Well, I'm going from this to this, right? And so I was explaining why this is the answer to...
I didn't understand it, though.
Okay, sure, I can go over it again. All right, so you have count. Count is a variable that helps you keep track of where exactly you're in the list. It's, you know, it starts with a second element. So this says item count of num is... Let me go back to the first list. Okay, so this is your list. So count starts by being 2. If item count of num, what is item count of num? It's the second element in the list, which is 9. And so it says, is 9 equal to the first element in the list? What is the first element in the list? It's 14. All right, is 9 equal to 14? It's not. It doesn't go in here. It changes count by 1. It makes it 3. And then it says, item count of num equals to item 1. Is 76 equal to 14? It's not. I'm going to change count by 1. I'm going to make it 4. Is 14 equal to 14? Yes. And so I'm saying yes, and I'm stopping. And that's what the sprite is saying. So the sprite is going to say yes in this case. Okay? What questions can I answer? There might be something like this in on the next homework. Actually, it's going to be it's not going to be something like this. It's going to be something like the next question, which you answered better. Like, there was a bigger percentage of people who answered it. Okay? Any questions or comments? The right answer here was yes. For two reasons. Well, one, I ran over it, and we got yes. And the second reason is that the question the script is answering is the first element repeated anywhere else? And so 14 is actually repeated.
So the stop script doesn't allow it to say no at the end?
Yes, exactly. Stop script just finishes everything. It's happening. Okay. So here's something we did last time. You have a list of numbers, and you have to answer is the median 688, and is the max 976. So, you know, this means, no, the median is not 688, and the max is not 976. This means, no, the median is not 688, but the max is 976.
Median was average again? No, median is the middle number.
Yes, median is the middle number. Median is the middle number in the sorted list.
Are we going to have time to like write it out, or do you want to do it the fast way?
You should do it the fast way, if you can. If you remember the fast way. Stopping at 2:10. Stopping. Yes, stop. C. Majority answer, which is the right answer. So The median is 688 is the median because we said that in the sorted list, it's a number in the middle, and so there's always half of the list is going to be numbers that are smaller than the median, and half of the list are going to be numbers that are bigger than the median. And so we can just count the numbers that are smaller than the median. And so I believe there's 12 numbers that are smaller than the median. The whole list is 25 numbers, and so 12 are smaller than 688, then 12 that are bigger than the median. And the max is not 976 because there's a different max. What's the max? 984. Yeah.
Okay. Next question. You have the same list of numbers, and the question is if the sum is divisible by 5 and if the product is divisible by 5. And you have the same options. No, no, A is no, no, B is no, yes, C is yes, no, and D is yes, yes. Stopping at 220. B is the right answer. So the distinction between A and B is the product. A says the product is not divisible by 5, B says the product is divisible by 5, and last time we said that if there's any number in the list that is divisible by 5, that's enough for the product to be divisible by 5. And so we have a few numbers that are divisible by 5 in the list, and so the product is definitely divisible by 5. So B is the right answer. The sum is not because, so we said that we can add up just the last digit of all the numbers that are not divisible by 5, and that's enough to give us the last digit of the sum. And that is not a 0 or 5. And so we've seen last time how you have all these problems, all these different problems, and some of them take more time to do, and some of them take less time to do. And so we have this notion that there's harder problems and there's easier problems. And today we're going to talk about how computer scientists evaluate how hard the problems are, how long it takes for them to run, for the algorithms to run. And so, given one problem, we have a whole bunch of methods to solve it. We could say, let's try all the methods and see which one is better. But that would not be very computer science-y. And so we will look at how to analyze that in a more general sense. And so one thing we're going to do, we're going to compare how hard problems are with songs, how fast,
how many syllables are in a song, depending on the number of verses. And so this gives us kind of a measure of the hardness of how long does it take for a problem to solve, right? So we're going to compare it to how long it's going to take for us to sing a song. And so here's one example of song, and it has you can generalize it. You can make up any material, and you can make up a verse about it. And so each verse that we have is about the same number of syllables. And so we're just going to count the syllables and see how does a song grow as we add more verses to the song. So, you know, this has 8, but we can make it to be 100 or even more. So don't see this just as 8 verses. Think about it in a more general sense. And so this table shows that the first verse, so the song made of one verse has 51 syllables because there's 51 syllables in the first verse. The song made up of 2 verses has 109 syllables because the first verse has 51 and the second verse has 58. And so on, we do, we write down how many syllables a song made up of 3 verses and so on. And so this grows in a very linear way. So as we add, because each verse has about the same amount of syllables, this will look like a line. And the number, if our number of verses is n, we're going to have roughly 54 n syllables in the song, because every verse is about 54 syllables. So if there's 100 verses, we're going to have 54 times 100, which is about 5,400 syllables. Now, the McDonald's song, what happens is that we have, in each verse, we have these two parts, this part that is 25 syllables and this part, which is 12 syllables. So we have these 37 syllables that are common. And then we make the sounds, the animals, so we add animals according to, you know, which verse this is. So because this is verse 4, we're going to have the sounds of 4 animals. And so each of these is 22. So the chick, the chick part has 22 syllables. The horse part has 22. So each one has 22 syllables. And so this is the structure of verse 4. But let's look at it generally. Okay, so this is 37, which is this part plus this part, which is the same in each verse, and 4 times each animal, because you have 4 animals because it's the fourth verse. And for the 4 verse song, so if you sing the whole song up to verse 4, we're going to have 37, which is the common part, which we sing in all the verses, and 1 times 22, because we're only talking about the cow in the first verse. So we only have 1 animal. Then we have the 37, the common part, 2 times 22, because we have 2 animals. So we're going to have 2 of these. We're actually going to have these 2. 37 plus 3 times 22, and so on. And this is a total of 368 syllables. Okay, so notice that in each verse, before we had each verse was the same amount of syllables, approximately. This song adds 22 syllables to each verse. And so the verses grow bigger and bigger. And so this is, we see here that the number of syllables grows way faster than before. And so this is what it looks like. And if you plot for 19 animals, you would have to sing about 5,000 syllables, which is a lot. And so it grows very fast. But what if we have n verses? What if we wanted to see how many syllables are in n verses? How does that grow? And so for one verse, you need this many syllables. You need a 37, the common part, 22 times how many animals you're singing about. If you have n verses, you're going to have the first verse plus the second verse plus and so on, plus the nth verse. Okay? And so see how you can, you have 37 n times, so 37 times n, and then you have all these 22 times 1 for 1 animal, times 2 for 2 animals, and so on for n animals. Okay? So we have a 37n plus this quantity that we don't really know what that is. And so maybe some of you know how there's a formula for 1 plus 2 plus dot 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 plus n. I'm going to show you how to find that, how much that is. So if you have n numbers, we're going to start with 6. You have 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6. How many squares do you have? Are you going to have in this, the total number of squares? And the way to do it is make a copy, exact copy of this, and then put it to the right. And so now this whole surface is going to be twice your, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus da 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 plus 6. And so twice that, what is that? How much is it? It's a rectangle, and one side has 6, and one side has 7, so it's 42. 6 times 7 is 42, okay? That's your rectangle. Now, if you go to, so how much is going to be 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus da 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 plus 6? 21. Okay, because it's 2 times it is 42, so we divide 42 by 2, we get 21. Now, what if this was n? How would that change? So we want 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus dot 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 plus n. And so we have twice that is our rectangle, right? And so twice, the purple part is, it's basically n, this side is n, and this side is n plus 1. Because you have 1, 2, 3, n, and then you have another square here. And so it's twice, the purple part is n times n plus 1. And so your sum is going to be n times n plus 1 over 2. And that's the sum of, you can have any number. You can have a million, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus a million is going to be a million times a million and 1 over 2. And you know how to do that fast. So now going back to our Old MacDonald song, we said that it's 37n plus 22 times this sum. And this sum is n times n plus 1 over 2. And so we have 22 times that because we have a 22 in front of it. And so that's going to give us 37n, copying that. 11, so the 22 divided by 2 is 11, times n plus 1. And so that's going to be 11n squared plus 48n. And the reason why it's growing, the number of syllables is growing so fast, is because there's an n squared here. An n squared, the function grows really fast. If n is 10, it's 100. If n is 1,000, it's a million, and so on. And so that is why you get that curve, that shape, that grows really fast. And so let's look at some other kinds of songs. You have the Bottle of Beer song, where the verse 99 is this. And so how many syllables are going to be in this? We're going to have to sing 99 twice, so however many syllables in 99. Then you have to sing 98. So however many syllables in 98, and 29 is the rest of the verse. So each verse is exactly the same, except these numbers here that change. And so in verse I, to generalize that, you have to sing I twice, so 2 times syllables in I, the syllables in I minus 1, and then the 29 syllables that are the rest of the verse. And so that is, how many syllables you have in I? Well, I can be, I is normally 98, 90, some two-digit number. But what if you sang a million of these verses? You had a lot of time. You're gonna spend more time saying 1 million than saying 99. And so, roughly, you have to say the number of digits of, so the number of syllables in I is how many digits does I have? So if you sing, you can, instead of 99, you can say 99. Or instead of, 123, you can say 123. And each digit is one syllable. And so it's about, 7 has 2 syllables. But we're just going to say each digit has 1 syllable. And so that's how many syllables are in I, the number of digits in. And so this function, the number of digits in a number, is a very slow growing function. And it's called logarithm. So a few things, maybe some of you know about this, maybe some of you don't. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. So log is a function that's the inverse of the exponential function. And so if you have something like 2 to the third equals 8, then log base 2 of 8 is 3. And so you're basically, that's the inverse function. And as any function, it's harder to compute than the normal function. So addition is kind of easy, subtraction is a little harder. Multiplication is okay, but you know, division is hard. You know, and so on. So that's log base 2. You can also have log base 10, you can have any base, because you can raise any number at any power. And so you put the base of your exponential function, you put it as a base of the log, and then, so in this case it's going to be 10, so log base 10 of 100,000 is going to be 5, because 10 to the 5th is 100,000. And so this is also called, because people use it so often, they don't say log base 2, they say log, and they kind of ignore the 2. And then this is also called LG. So a log base 10 is it's a notation. Okay? And so I try to color you know, the 3 with a 3 so you know exactly how it works. And so this is also, it's really interesting because roughly the log base 2 of a number is how many times can you divide that number in half before you reach 1. And so you don't have to memorize, there's tables with logarithms, but you can just think, okay, well, the log of a number is, I'm just going to divide it in 2, and I'm going to see how many times I can do that before I reach 1. And also log base 10 is how many times can you divide the number by 10 before you reach 1. Okay, it's the same kind of idea. Log base 3 would be how many times can you divide a number by 3 before you reach 1. And also, because of those things, this is also how many bits does it take to represent 8. And there's a minus 1 there. Because you need, for 8, you need 4 digits, 4 bits. It's 1, 0, 0, 0. But roughly, it's how many bits does it take to represent 8. So the log, that's a question that the log answers. And LG is how many digits does the number have.
Is the answer ever not an integer?
Yes. But we're not going to worry about that. We're just going to say, if I'm going to ask you what is log of 9, you can just divide it by 2 and just give me an integer, and I'll be fine. Okay? So this is pretty important. So this is why the number of syllables in saying I is log of that number. Because that's the number of digits that the log has, that the number has. And so, you know, here are a few examples. I wrote that again. There's also other logs. There's log, this is the weirdest one, but it's used tons in math and calc. Log base e, e is a very weird number. And, and log base 2. And so, going back to our song, we said that we decided that for verse I, this is how many syllables we need. And so knowing now that the number of syllables in I is log of I, or LG of I, this is 2 times LG of I, which is the number of syllables in I. Then we have the number of syllables in I minus 1, put that in there, plus 29 syllables, which is the rest of the verse. And then roughly, this is I minus 1, but I minus 1 is like very similar to I. It's never going to be very far away. And so we just say 3 times log of LG of I plus 29 syllables. So that's how many syllables are in verse I. And now doing the whole math, just going over it real briefly because it's probably very intimidating. So for verse I, you have this. You are going to say, okay, well, I have n verses. So it's going to be 29 plus 3 LG of 1 plus 29 plus LG of 3 LG of 2. And so 29n because we have n verses. And then 3 factor out. LG of 1 plus LG of 2 plus dot 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 LG of n. And that's your total amount of syllables. And that is roughly, you can see that, well, I'm going to go. So you have n of these, and these are approximately log LG of n, because LG is a very small number. And this is what you get. You get 2.9 times n LG of n plus 29n. This, you don't have to know this, but just to know what LG is and why. Why this comes to be n LG of n, and how LG gets involved in this kind of song. So why do we have LG here? Well, LG comes from counting. We counted, so the song is the bottles of beer. So we have 99 bottles of beer, 98, 97. So we have this counting going on, and that is why LGA shows up. And also the size of the verses was approximately the same for bottles of beer. For End Days of Christmas, you do have this counting in each verse. So, you know, each verse sings about a different day of Christmas. But there's also, each verse adds something, adds a line to the previous verse. So each verse on each day, I get something, I get an extra. I sing about all the previous days and I also get an extra. So this has kind of the feel of all McDonald. I always add something, each verse adds something to the song. And so we're just going to look at what it looks like. So there's this, you know, this is just what I just said. So each verse adds something to, each verse sings about every single thing that I got in every single day of Christmas. And so what do I have here? Well, I have these 12 syllables. I didn't count the 10th because I'm going to add that later. So this is the common part for all the verses. And then each one of these is 4 syllables. And so I have 12 syllables for verse 10. I have syllables in 10. What is that going to be? How much is syllables in 10? How many well, 10 is one syllable, but according to what I just said. So we said that the syllables in a number are the LG of that number. And so how many digits are in the number? So it's 2, because I can say on the 10th day of Christmas, and so on. All right. So this is 4 times, 4 plus. This part has 4 syllables, so 4 plus syllables in 10, then 4 plus syllables in 9, then 4 plus syllables in 8, and so on. Then 4 plus syllables in 1, or A. All right. And so that will be, for verse 5, I write the same thing. You know, imagine there's like a lot of days of Christmas that I can sing this about the whole year. And so, then that's what I'm going to have. I'm going to say on the ith day of Christmas, and so I have 12 plus syllables in I, then I have 4 plus syllables in I, because I'm going to have I something, then I minus 1, then I minus 2, and so on. And so this will take us to be, each verse is going to have this amount of syllables. And so adding all of them up, we get something like this. We get 0.46 n squared log n plus 2 n squared plus 0.46 n log n and so on, plus 14 n. And again, log n gets involved because there's counting involved. Because we have 10 days of Christmas, 9 days of Christmas, and so on. And so this is showing how there's different. So we had the first, the dreidel song. Yeah.
So the numbers like the 10, 9, 8, they're between that binary?
We're not going to, no, we don't get the binary involved right now.
just counting like 10, 9, 8, and then just log, count the log.
Right, and the log is how many digits does that number have? So 10 would be 2 digits. 9 would be, 9, 8, 7 would be 1. Okay, and so this was the linear one. This was the dreidel song, for example, which was, each verse is the same, has roughly the same number of syllables, and it grows like this. And you can see that, you know, it could be a little high in the beginning, but then as we go to n being bigger, it's not going to grow too much. The second one is n log n. Log n is a function that does grow, but it grows slower than n. And so that's why n times log n is smaller than n times n, which is n squared. And so n log n is this one, which grows like this. N squared grows like the old McDonald song. And this is the n squared log n. And the n squared log n is bigger than n squared because we've added this amount to the n squared. And so I'm going to show you how these functions grow. So for n equals 10, 2n, so this one, the blue one, is 20. The yellow one is 28.6. The 0.4n squared is 40. And the n squared log n, the 0.572, is 57.2. So they're not very different. Now, if n becomes 100, the linear one, and 2n is 200, the n log n is 572, the n squared is 4,000, and this one is 11,400. Okay, let's see. What happens if n is 1,000? Well, now you have the difference between 2,000, 8,000, and 50, 400,000, and 1.5 million, more than 1.5 million. And if n is 1,000,000, n to n stays to very close to 1,000,000. N log n becomes 17 million, and n squared is, I don't even know what this number is, 400 trillion? 400 trillion. Million, billion, right. Million, billion, trillion. 342 trillion for n squared log n. So this actually, they grow, this one grows tons faster than, so you can see that as n becomes bigger, the distances between these functions is gonna are gonna grow. And so the, you know, for big n's, these constants here, you know, the 2.86 don't matter that much. And so we're gonna, I'm gonna tell you what the big O notation is, which is to simplify everything. And so big O says it's just a measure of how fast the function grows. And what it basically says is that we are just gonna ignore constants and low order terms. And so n out of n log n and n to the power 1 over 2, this is square root of n, which one is the smallest order? Or which one is the biggest order?
17.
Okay, 17n. And so we're going to ignore the low order terms, and we're also going to ignore the constants. And so that whole, this whole thing is big O of n. So we're gonna get rid of everything else. And so here's a few ones. 54n, what is that? Big O of n. What about, so it grows like this, it grows linear. Right? I'm sorry, so we're just ignoring the constants. 54, because, you know, if you have, if n is huge, we're not going to care about the constant that much. So it's going to grow like this.
That's O, not zero. That's O,
not zero. No, it's O, big O. What about 2.8 n log n plus 29 n? N log n, right? Because n log n is bigger than n, and so we're going to get rid of the 29 n, and then we're going to get rid of the constant. And, okay, so if that's clear, any questions? Because I have two quicker questions on it. Okay. No? No.
Why is n log n?
Because we're multiplying, we're adding something. So we have n times log n. And log n is, it's bigger than 1. And so it's, and it's bigger than a constant. And so it's smaller than n, but... So what about 12n squared plus 48n? Is that A, big O of n, B, big O of n squared, C, big O of n log n. D, big O of n squared log n, or E, big O of log n?
Let's stop at 30.
Is definitely bigger than n. We get rid of 48n, and then we get rid of a constant, and it's n squared. And the next one, what about 14n plus 2n squared plus 0.46 n squared log n plus 0.46 n log n. Is that the same? And you have the same options. All right. It was 100% the right answer until the 30th second, and I was really happy, but then some people. So the common, these are the most common growth classes. So, you know, whatever your song is going to be, it's probably going to be in one of these. And so I gave a few examples here, just so, I don't know, maybe that helps. Clementine is another big O event because all the verses are the same, about the same size. This is a very creepy song. This is very similar to Bottles of Beer, and so on. And so the way you recognize these songs is that the big O event, they have a constant size of verse. So if you plot, if you make a chart, and you say, you know, verse 1 has this many syllables, and verse 2 has this many syllables, you're going to see that all of the verses have about the same number of syllables. They're very close. They're not going to be exactly the same, but they're going to be close. Now, this one is similar to Big O Ven. So all the verses are approximately the same, but there's counting involved. And so you're going to see, you know, verse 1 talks about something that's 99, and verse 2 talks about something that's 98, or and so on. And so if you look at the songs, you're going to, if you have just a bird eye view of the song, you're going to see that there's the approximately the same length, but there's counting. So there needs to be a log in there. So that's n log n. Now the n squared, each verse adds a constant amount of syllables to the previous verse. So if you, again, if you make a chart with you know, how many syllables are in each verse, you're going to see that there's a constant growth. So it might be 50, maybe 60, 70. So each verse grows with approximately a constant amount, and which is like the old McDonald's song, where you add a kind of a constant 22 syllables to each verse. And then the n squared log n looks like n squared, so it kind of, each verse adds a constant amount, but there's also counting involved. So whenever there's counting, you're going to have log. And by log, I mean LG. But in the grand scheme of things, they're the same thing in terms of big O notation. Yeah?
You said LG was like log of 10.
LG is log base 10, yeah.
So it's notated as LG.
Yeah, it's notated like LG. In the big O notation, though, because there's a constant between, for every number, there's a constant difference between the log and the LG of that number. And that's why if you take the big O notation, it doesn't matter if it's log or LG. There's some math involved that I really don't want to go into, but yeah. All right. So this is another you know, way to see it. For this is exactly what I said, but with a different slide. So, you know, if this was a number of syllables in each verse, for big O Ven songs, you're gonna see this approximately constant amount of syllables. If you have a big O of n log n, they're gonna be something like this. The first one is going to be shorter, then there's going to be a few that are going to be a little longer, then there's going to be a few that are going to be a little longer, and so on. And this is the quadratic one, grows very fast. And then, so most of the songs are in one of those four classes. But we can make up songs that are weirder, that are just log or that are just exponential. So I'm going to show you a few of them. Sometimes kids play the song, so if you want to count, you know, they can't, maybe some of them can't count to 100, but they say, you know, 1, 2, skip a few, 99, 100. And so, you know, if they want to count, if, you know, there's a 2-year-old, they just learned to talk, they can say this and say 1, 2, skip a few, 999, 1,000. And so what is the, how big is the verse of this song? Well, basically you have this 1, 2, skip a few, and then you can just say whatever you want. You can say 9,999,999, 10 million, right? And so the whole, this is a constant amount of syllables, which is 5. And then you have 2 times log of n. So you have these 2 numbers, which are basically how many digits are in these numbers. Because if the child wants to say something very big number, the verse is going to be slightly bigger. And so this song is Big Old Log N, which is a very weird song. But that's the, I don't know of any other songs that are that. And this is more weird. This is, if you just say, you know, I don't want to say 1,000, I want to say 10 to the third, then that's log of N. So the interesting thing about log of N is it's such a small number. And I want to illustrate that by showing you, if N is 1,000, then log of n is 4, right? It has 4 digits, 1, 2, 3, 4. And the log, how many digits does 4 have? 1, right? And so log of that is going to be 1. And so we can go to a number that, you know, I think a million is a pretty big number. What is the log of that? 7. And the log of that is going to be 1 still. So log of n for a million is still 1. Which is crazy. Yeah, it's. I'm just saying that log is the, how many digits the number has. What if it's this? This is a billion, right? Then finally, it got to 2. So it was 1 for a long time, and now it's 2. And then I made up this really big number that I thought it was really big, and it's still 2. So. Because log of this number is 31, and we have to go all the way to log to 10 to 100, so 100 digits for this guy to become 3, and then forget it. Before we reach 4, we...
It's log base 2.
It's log, well, log base n, because it's the number of digits in them. But at some point, they become very similar. All right, so this is log of log, which is a very, very small growing function. It's still bigger than a constant. So, you know, there are n's, huge, huge n's, for which log of n is a decent amount. And then this is a ridiculous song where, I went back.
Wait, log of log n eventually overcomes the...
The constant, no matter what the constant is. Yes. Yes, but if you keep it a constant, there's always a number that's bigger. There's always a number for which log n is going to be bigger than that constant. Yep, crazy. Math is crazy. Okay, so this is on the flip side. I'm going to make a very big song. And so here's the song. This is the first verse. I'm saying all the digits, all the numbers that have 1 digit. That's my first verse. The second verse, I'm singing all the numbers that are 2 digits. So I'm singing 10, 11, 98, 99. Okay? So how does this song grow? So you can imagine the third verse is a pretty big verse. I'm singing all the numbers that are 3 digits. And so this has, I'm singing, first verse I'm singing 1 through 9. Second verse I'm singing 10 through 99. This has 10 syllables. This is 90 numbers times 2 syllables because each has 2 digits. That's 180. And I think for the third verse, you would need 3,000 syllables. And so this is an exponential growth. So it grows really, really bad. It grows like 10 to the n. So the fourth verse will have 10,000, about 10,000 syllables. And so it's pretty big. So speaking of exponential, there's a lot of, because there's so many things that grow exponentially, so this is how many iPods were sold, have been sold. This is pretty old. I can't really read. I think it's about 2004, when the iPod became popular. There's the world population, which grew exponentially. There's this really crazy curve of exponential growth. Because of that, because so many things, you know, the spam, the amount of spam, you know, emails, which you probably know about, so many things grow exponentially. People are starting to use the word exponentially the wrong way. And so there's a lot of stuff written in the media and everywhere where people use it the wrong way. And so I just want to clarify why they use it the wrong way, so that you would know and use it correctly. And so people sometimes say exponential for a lot. And that is not necessarily true. For exponential to be used correctly, you need to have this kind of trend of growth, very crazy trend of growth. And we're going to learn to recognize it. People want to say a lot more, and so they use the word exponentially. And that's not okay. And so here are a few examples, and I will show you why they're correct or why they're wrong. And so the first one is, the country desperately needs to upgrade its roads and seaports and to exponentially increase agricultural and manufactured exports. And so I think what this says is that exports in terms of as a function of time need to grow like 10 to the T. And so, for example, you know, this month we have this many exports. Next month we need, you know, another number of exports, and the growth for, let's say, a year needs to be like this curve. And this is okay. This, I can see this being used correctly. This is, the second example is, exponentially less expensive than a 20-hour flight to the bushveld of South Africa or the remote rainforest of Costa Rica, domestic safaris can be nearly as exciting and far more accessible for families with kids. And I think this is used the wrong way, because there's no exponential growth. It just means a lot. So they're comparing the domestic safaris with these other things, and comparing two or three things and saying the one is exponentially better than the other one is not okay. Yeah.
Would you be able to use exponentially, like, as a synonym for increasingly?
Increasingly big, yeah. You can say that the population has grown exponentially in the last 100 years.
So if they had said, like, if they had meant that it was increasingly less expensive, then, like, that would be correct.
Right. Okay. But they're just comparing two.
Right, yeah.
You can do it as like a function of time, because it's, you have like more than two things to compare. But with like the two numbers there,
right?
If one was 10 and one was 100, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're exponential growth.
Well, you don't know, because there might be a line between them, or there might be a curve between them.
You would need more than two.
Exactly.
Things.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. There's another. Let's see. Let's try. The demands on organization to carry out multiple attacks like that probably increase exponentially. In other words, to carry out a forced simultaneous bombings is more difficult than simply just four times the difficulty of carrying out one bomb. And so, you know, what this is saying is the difficulty of targets is like 10 to the power of the target. So, you know, if you have one target, it's like 10. It's like 10. If you have two targets, it's like 100. If you have three targets, it's like 1,000. So you can see that is, you know, as, you know, the number of targets increases, your, you know, difficulty, however you quantify that, is going to increase like that. And the last one, but a small number of others, knowing that their chance of success with PGD is exponentially better, are becoming pioneers in the newest form of family planning. And I think this is the wrong way, because, again, it's comparing one method with other methods, and it's not showing a trend of growth. And if you guys want to look at the, that says exponential equation summarizes the relationship. And so if you can write this kind of equation, then that means that, you know, the use is correct. And so there's, on the next slide, a few more examples where they're used correctly in the most. This is incorrect. Injury rates for cheerleaders are exponentially higher for a flyer than for a footballer. You're comparing the injury rate for flyers and the ones for footballers, and so that this is not okay. For the other ones, you can write the equations for it, and you can take a look at this. Okay, and so we can look now that we have a sense of how hard it is or how much time does it take to sing songs, we can think about the fact that in real life, in real problems, we can look at an algorithm, a method, and see how long it takes for it to run. How long does it take to solve a problem? And so we're going to take our soft sorting algorithms and try to figure out how long they take, how long each takes to solve the problem. Let's see how much time I have. All right. And so we are going to recap. We talked about these things, but again, if we have with probabilities, if we have one event that has probability p, we need on average 1/p tries before we see the event happening. And so, for example, if you roll a die and you want to see a 3, you need to roll it on average 6 times because the probability of getting a 3 is 1/6. And so 1/1/6 is 6. Again, another fact that we're going to use, if we look through a randomly ordered list of numbers, we need on average half to look through half of the list to find our number. Okay, so if we look through a list of 100 numbers for a certain number, we need to look at, on average, at 50 elements in the list before we find a number. And so this was, this kind of gives a sense of how many operations, how much time does it take to go over a list. And so we have something like this. If we're going to go through a list again, count is 1, we repeat until count is bigger than length of num. We're going to meow until done, and then we're going to change count by 1. How many times is this going to meow?
Once.
What's that?
Once.
So your num is a list of numbers, an array. We don't know what, how.
We don't know it's not 0.
Okay. What if it's 0? It doesn't matter. If it's 0.
The length of that list num is 0.
Okay. How many times is that going to meow?
It
will never meow. 0 times. What if it's 100?
It would
meow 100 times if it's 100. What if the list length of the list is n? What if you have n elements in the list? How many times is that going to meow? Somebody else? N times? Okay. Yes, n times. So if we take a list and we go over each element of the list, how many times, how many operations, say we're looking for a number. I think I'm... Okay, let's do this one. All right, so this says... if I have a problem is clicked, so if our spread is clicked, we set a count to 1, we set our number, a variable number, to 5, and we repeat until count is bigger than the length of num, and this is what we repeat in the loop. If item count of num equals a number, we say number for 1 second. We say is the for 1 second. We say count for 1 second. This is kind of irrelevant. And we stop the script. And we meow, play sound meow until done. Okay? So what happens here is that we go over each element in the list. If we find item count of num is equal to the number, we stop the script, we say a bunch of things, and we stop the script, and we also play the sound meow until done and change count by 1. But if we stop again, if we reach this point, we're going to stop the script. We're going to not do anything after that. And so the question is, in the worst case, so what's the maximum number of meows that are going to happen? Okay? So if our list is... the worst possible list that we can think of for this case. What's the maximum number of meows? And your options are A, 1, B, 5, C, length of num, D, 6, E, count. again, you do not know the list. The list can be. Okay, count is the variable that helps you go through the list.
Okay.
And num is your whole list.
Okay.
So item one of num would be the first element in the list.
Okay.
So imagine the list is a million elements. I mean, don't, but. Okay, I'm going to stop at 2. Or 145. Repeat until the basket is empty. You take one sock out of the basket randomly. You grab another sock out of the basket. And if they do not match, you just put them both in the basket. And then otherwise, if they match, you make a pair. And you put it on the bed or you put it aside. And so we decided that this was a very, very slow one. But we're actually going to see exactly how slow is this thing. And so let's imagine we have 50 pairs of socks. How many times do we need to reach in the basket to get all of them? So if we have 100 socks, right? We get a sock. What's the probability that we will grab the sock that matches the sock? If let's say there's this sock. What's that? 1 over 50?
Wait, 1
over 99. So we grab the sock. We have 99 socks left in the basket. And so, or in the bag. So we have 1 over 99 probability of a match. And so how many tries on average before we have a match? 99. So each of the 99 tries, though, needs 2 socks. So, you know, one try is grabbing 2 socks. So if we reach for the first time, we reach 198 times in the basket on average. Yes, it will go down. But it still goes 99. It goes like 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus n, which is n squared. Okay. And so if you have, imagine that you have n pairs. We're going to generalize again. We have n pairs. And we have how many socks do we need to remove before the first pair? Well, we need this. We figure out that this is the amount of socks because we have n pairs, so we have 2n socks in the basket, right? And so when we remove one sock, what's the probability of matching? What's the probability of a match on the first pair of socks? Well, we grab one, we have two n minus one socks left. So we need two n minus one tries on average. So 2 times 2n minus 1, because we need 2 socks to get 2 socks up for every try. And so, you know, so we're going to have 4n minus 1 tries for the first pair, 4n minus 6 for the second pair, and we add all these up and we get n squared. And that is why, so that's an big O of n squared algorithm. And just real quick to go over sock the, okay, so this is actually what Jonas was saying. You know, you have a ton of tries for the first pair, then you have less socks in the basket left. And so you need less tries to get the second pair, and less tries and so on. And so sock C is the same, right? Because remember sock C was saying, instead of grabbing one, and if they don't match, putting them both in the basket, I'm going to grab one, and I'm going to grab the other one. If they don't match, just put the second one in the basket. Okay, and then randomly the second one until I get my match. But that's still going to give us n squared, but on average doing a little better practically. And so just real quick about sock sorter B, which was our best sorter, which we decided it's the best one. So what this does is we take the sock, and if there's nothing on the bed that matches it, we are going to put it on the bed. If there is one on the bed that matches it, we're going to match them and put them on the bed. And so this one is going to give us a big O of N, because we saw that if we have 8 pairs of socks, we need 8 grabs. The maximum amount, the worst case, was 8, grabbing 8 socks out of the basket. The best scenario is still 8, because you still need to grab each one. And so that's going to give us big O of N, and that's our recipe. All right. Thanks, everyone. I appreciate it.